So now I want to talk a little bit about future memories. Future memories are kind of a halfway house between the PCAT formula you just did and the suggestions of behaviors, which we're going to come onto in a moment's time. Future memories are very powerful things. If you remember, Milton Erickson himself, as a therapist, would sometimes take a client he didn't know what else to do with, hypnotize them, move them into the future to a point when they've already resolved the problem they came for, and then simply ask them, what do you do to overcome these problems? Of course, the whole therapy would then be outlined for him, and if we just follow the steps this client gave him in the first place, the outcome would be that they overcame the problems they came to see him for. It's kind of a therapeutic way of cheating. So future memories are very powerful because what they do is they format the unconscious mind, so it creates a kind of a rough track into the future where a certain thing will happen. Think of it this way. If you have a mountain that it rains on, the rain can go pretty much anywhere. But if you have a mountain and you've scoured out some channels in advance, you've created some ditches, the rain will most likely collect in those ditches and drain off through those ditches that you've created. Creating future memories is really a way of building those ditches. It formats the unconscious mind towards actualizing the memory that you've created as though it was actually real. How do you do this? Well, you can do this in many different ways. Storytelling is my favorite way of doing this. Go back to CD 9 in order to find out how to use storytelling to achieve things. But you can do it with very direct suggestions. You can use the My Friend John technique or My Friend Jane technique from CD 8. All kinds of different ways of doing it. You can also be very direct. The key thing is that you have to start by orienting someone towards the future. Now, one way to do this is by asking questions. What would it be like if? What happens when? Imagine. What happens if after this has happened, you look back on this? So notice how this is all language that orients a person towards the future. And sometimes it can be as simple as saying, I wonder what would happen 2 years from now, because for a fact you'll know that looking back, this has all been resolved. Now maybe it's because you did X to resolve the problem, or maybe you did Y. Or maybe you did what my friend Jane did, which was to, and then you line out another option again. Notice again how the future memory is very simple. You're actually recreating whatever behavior or whatever solution you have in mind, and you're painting that picture inside the mind. So sensory-rich description is going to be very, very important. So let's look at future memory again as a process. The first thing that you do is you orient them towards the future. It can be about a question about the future, or you might even just casually begin to daydream with them, acting as if. Now, I wonder what it'd be like to do this. Being curious yourself is actually a very good way of getting them to be curious. And as soon as you've oriented towards the future, you've created the conditions, opened the space into which you can set whatever it is the future memory should be about. The future memory itself can be induced primarily through sensory-rich descriptions. In other words, by describing the particular event. You can also use it in a covert fashion by using things like the My Friend Jane or My Friend John technique and by describing the experiences as though they were happening to someone else. The other thing you can do is you can use very non-specific language, very sort of process-oriented language, saying, I wonder how your unconscious mind would resolve this. Usually, it's good to offer many different suggestions, in other words, many different options. If you're good, you can always add a double bind, which is to say, make it seem like there's lots of different options, but they're really the same option under disguise. A nice little formula I like to use when orienting people towards a future memory is to use the phrase, as the days and the weeks and the months go by, and then just describing a very pleasant scene that would unfold. Because then you can treat the suggestions like a normal memory. Just let's remember about some good old times. It shows these good old times happen to be in the future.